Are you ready to win the day? Every hour is worth $100. The whole day is worth $2,400. You're going to pay yourself a minimum of $240. Just 2 hours and 40 minutes. Anything less and you lost the day. The life equation for success. Never stop.
Success is not for the soft. We about to win the day. We not hoping, we grinding just to go win the day. No disrespect, but we solely focused to win the day. Alarm clock off, homie, about to win the day. Success is not for the soft. We about to win the day. We not hoping, we grinding just to go win the day. No disrespect, but we solely focused to win the day.
What's up, winners? Welcome to episode 2 of Win the Day Podcast. I'm your host, Marcus Y. Rozier. Let's jump right into it now. I hope you checked out episode 1. Let me hear from you. Let me know your comments. You can hit me up on Instagram at Marcus Y. Rozier. Or even if you want to shoot me a comment on here, you know, they've upgraded the systems. And here's what I need to do. Shoot me a review. You know, tell the world. Don't keep it a secret. Don't slide in my DMs when you could tell the world what you thought about the podcast if it's positive. If it's negative, keep it to yourself. Didn't your mother ever tell you if you don't have nothing good to say, don't say nothing at all? Yeah, that principle applies when it comes to reviews. So, episode 2, let's talk about it. We are going to dig deep into this idea that I refer to as the unemployed entrepreneur. Now, what is that? What is the unemployed entrepreneur? It is the person who they have a business, they have an idea, they have a concept, but they are unemployed in the areas of life or structure or systems that actually function in the business. So you might even have an LLC, but you run it like a hustle. That it's not a real business strategy. There's no concept behind it. You just slap a price on anything. You look through Instagram, see what everybody else is charging and say, hey, that sounds good. So you start and lead with how much money you can make, but not what problem you can solve. And here's what I always tell people. Money is a secondary consequence. It's like if dominoes were stood up on a table, if you knock the first domino down, it'll hit the second, hit the third, hit the fourth, hit the fifth, and continue to knock them down. It's not the fault of the third or fourth or fifth domino. It's the first one that went down that causes the ripple effect. So money is a consequence. It's a ripple effect of an idea that's executed. I think y'all ought to write that down. You might should post it on your IG, but tag your boy in it. Money is a consequence. It's a ripple effect of an idea that has been executed. And if you want to keep making money, once the idea is executed, you write down the strategy that you took to execute the idea, and you put a system around it to reproduce the same result. So you don't have to keep taking the idea, executing over and over and over again. You take the idea, execute it, and you mass produce it in a system. So any person that is not doing that is an unemployed entrepreneur. Now, why do I say unemployed entrepreneur? Because starting a business will not change your work ethic. Just like an unemployed person sits back all day applying for jobs, unemployed entrepreneurs apply for clients to hire them. But the issue is, just like a person who applies for a job, once they get the job, they're going to go out with friends, celebrate getting it, but they're right back to the same work ethic. Like, think about it this way. Here's how I want you to think about it. You know people who applied for a job. You sat in a room with someone and convinced them of why they should hire you. I mean, you telling your friend, girl, pray with me. Hey, bro, pray with me before I go in here that I get this job. Like, you went through all this great pressure to get it, only to get the job and complain about going and complain about the money, knowing that you're going to be there on your phone or on your computer doing whatever. So you convinced them. It's not work release. It's not prison. You convinced someone to hire you only for you to take advantage of it. It's the same way with an unemployed entrepreneur. You don't flip the script. Now you go all day marketing, lying, you know, whatever the case may be. Even if it's a great sales funnel or a great email funnel, or you're great with ads, you know, or a system, or you get on the phone and you close people, you offer free consults, whatever your route may be, right? Whatever your route of client attraction is. But you get with a client and you go through such great lengths to convince them to hire you to spend their hard-earned money, but because you are an unemployed entrepreneur, you have not built up the developmental process, system, or structure to even serve the clients. So you market beyond what you can manage, and then once you get the client, then you race to run it down. And in essence, your clients are firing you. That's why you're hustling. If you're having to constantly hustle, there's no longevity. Like, here's what I will ask for anyone that's listening to this, that you have a service-based business. What is the longest running client or customer you've had? I've had some 1 year, some 2 years. So that says that I'm able to elongate the process to deliver not just a deliverable for their business, but I'm able to grow myself so I can continue to serve them. But if you have a lid on top of your life, your education, and your skill and your ability, you can only serve people for a certain amount of time, and you might want the money, but your skill set does not warrant that. You, a kindergarten teacher, asking for somebody who's in college to still pay you. And why should they do that? So for coaches, and I know it sounds harsh, so let's make it more uplifting. Okay, let's take a moment. Pause, station identification. Let's say a prayer. Jesus loves you. All right. Prayer done. Now back to this money. The biggest thing about it is for us to move ourselves to a place that we recognize that the same behavior patterns of the person who is in the workforce still exists to the entrepreneur. And you're going to have to starve that long enough to develop everything that you need to maintain, run, and operate a business. So let's move forward. Let me give you some strategy, because that's one of my things. So what should you be doing? The first thing you should do to move yourself from being an unemployed entrepreneur is stop thinking paycheck to paycheck. Like that, the same idea, the same mindset, paycheck to paycheck. What does that mean? That this person pays me versus that person pays me, and start thinking about building a valuable system. Like, what is a structure, a system that you can build that will be self-sustaining, self-serving? Now, when I say self-sustaining, self-serving, it is not about you, but the system serves people. So it sustains itself because people need it. And you need to make the money. So now it's not about servicing your own need as it is serving value. Someone needs water, you have water. Someone needs a chair, you have a chair. Someone needs coaching, you have coaching. It's not so much about selling yourself as it is selling value or a solution to a problem. So at that point, you're not living paycheck to paycheck. You're living, remember what we said earlier, where money becomes a secondary consequence or a domino effect of an idea executed. And let me add one piece to that, and values added. So whenever you feel yourself having to convince a person to shop with you, that means that either the product lacks value or the communication of the product lacks the ability to express that value. Okay, I would say it again, but you got pause and rewind. So just go ahead and make that do what it do. Press pause, press rewind, and capture that. But make sure that you are communicating the value, not over talking and street hustling people. Okay, like some people when they're talking on their sales call sounds like some of my friends from back in the neighborhood rolling dice. Mama needs some shoes, daddy needs some clothes. Come on seven, 24 is like, it's just a whole lot of gibberish that just whispers in people's ear. Okay, so that's the first thing. Stop living paycheck to paycheck. What's your second point, Marcus? Here we go. The second point is you are going to hire yourself. Before you ask a client or a job to hire you, you are going to hire yourself. How do you do that? You take personal ownership of the work you do and the effort that you put in to say, okay, if you were managing you, or let me flip the script. Let me say it this way. If you had to hire someone to do the same work ethic that you put in for one of your clients, would you hire or fire yourself? Like, you got to give an honest assessment of that. If you had to pay not yourself, but an additional employee, the same amount of money that you are requesting that your client pays you, if that person was working the same way you were working, would you be willing to cut the check or would you fire them? And if the answer is you will fire them, then you have got to then hold yourself to the same standard that you will hold someone else to, because you are 1 second away from your clients firing you. And if your clients continue to fire you, you're eventually out of business. And that's the idea of the unemployed entrepreneur. We think that we can no longer be fired when we start a business. You can, because now your employees are your customers, and your ability to serve them in an elongated period of time will determine all that you are able to do. So my friends, I don't want you to be unemployed. I want to empower you and want to help you for you to move your life forward and make sure that you move yourself beyond the idea of paycheck to paycheck, beyond being the unemployed entrepreneur and moving into successful entrepreneurship. I hope this has been helpful. Thank you for listening to another episode of Win the Day with Marcus Y. Russia. Do me a huge favor. If you can, drop me a comment. Let me know if this was helpful. What was your moment of genius? The thing that stood out in your mind out of all that I said? What's the thing that captured you? What's the thing that you learned? Hit me up on Instagram or send me a message. Just, I want to hear from you. I want to know how I can better serve you. Or even if you have any questions, let's make that available. But the best thing you could do, treat this like you would treat a good restaurant. Tell somebody about it. So let's get the word out. The Win the Day podcast with Marcus Y. Rosier. Y'all have a great one. Let's win together. Win the day. Are you ready to win the day? Every hour is worth $100. The whole day is worth $2,400. You are going to pay yourself a minimum of $240. Just 2 hours and 40 minutes. Anything less and you lost a day. The life equation for success. Never stop. Success is not for the soft. We about to win the day. We not hoping, we grinding just to go win the day. No disrespect, but we solely focused to win the day. Alarm clock off, homie, about to win the day. Success is not for the soft. We about to win the day. We not hoping, we grinding just to go win the day.